Hello, this is Ryoki Wendos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for that people's life be more enjoyable. With joyfully, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. People who has been listening to this Dharma Talk continuously must know that several times ago, or a little bit more ago, I've talked about the invisible bodies that we all human beings have. Maybe also animals too. These invisible bodies are in this time era, anybody, 98% of the people will be able to sense it as a body sensation. But anyway, I've talked about the two of the five bodies. There are five bodies, including the physical body, and one of it was that Dharma body, which is the body of the emptiness, a non-form and no border. But it works, interestingly. And also, another one I talked about, the Buddha nature body, which is a huge size. It's bigger than the planet, and it's breathing the great love. Actually, it can be synchronized with the breathing of the great love of the great spirit of the universe. This is what the Buddha nature body is. But I haven't talked about another bodies. For example, the spiritual body. Well, spiritual body is necessary to know for the treatment of the Tao Shiatsu, because deeper level than the key energy and meridians, we have to go deeper level of the key energy, which is the spiritual body level. Often people have wound in a spiritual body which comes from the past life, and to heal the wounds of the past life is necessary to take away the symptom, what's happening in the physical body. Well, this is one aspect of the spiritual body, but more important is that what you receive, the unification of the great spirit of the universe, is a spiritual body. Well, some people say, oh, I become the oneness with the universe. But what? Is the physical universe is a physical matter, and that become oneness with your physical body? That doesn't make sense. The universe is a spirit. It's a great spirit. It's not the matter, it's not physical. And that unified, you will be able to receive the unification of the great spirit of the universe with your spiritual body. By the way, what aspect of the great spirit of the universe will unify to your spiritual body? The reason why I'm saying what aspect is that because the great spirit of the universe has the four aspects. Traditionally saying it has three aspects. One aspect is that non-form, totally emptiness, but only the principles, that is called Dharmakaya. For example, I don't have time to explain each one of them now, so I will explain one more aspect which unified to your spiritual body. Another aspect of the great spirit of universe is that the spirit which takes the form for the human being to be able to, that human being will be able to recognize. This is called a spiritual nirmanakaya. So spiritual nirmanakaya, for the Buddhist, spiritual nirmanakaya takes a form as a Buddha. For the Christian, it might take a form as a form of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, and or the invisible God, but just light or the majestic power or sensation or the feeling. Also to the Muslims, that's why for the Sufism, which is mystic, Muslim people talk about seeing God. Those are all the appearance of the spiritual nirmanakaya. By the way, traditionally they called only nirmanakaya, and which is the Shakyamuni Buddha. And the concept of the nirmanakaya was added since that Meiji period, 100 years ago, when the Saint Benne, who taught the enlightenment by the chanting and taught about the teachings beyond religion. Well, anyway, so the nirmanakaya, spiritual nirmanakaya, will be unified to your spiritual body. When one will receive the unification from the great spirit of the universe with to the spiritual body, the one spirit become really freely free and be playful, because nirmanakaya, the spiritual nirmanakaya is, in the other hand, it is the source of the existence, which is the infinite development every moment. Therefore, the joy springs out from the existence when you receive the unification with the when your spiritual body receives unification by the spiritual nirmanakaya, the one aspect of the great spirit of the universe. In infinitive development is another name of the joy springs out. Development means that your potential springs out. It manifests and it appears. The joy and the potential manifest is one, it's the same thing of a different aspect of each other. So many new ideas come up with playfully and joyfully, and your spirit become much freely, so the spiritual body easily come out from the physical body and unified with spiritual body of others, and make them bring it up to the state of the joyful state. And that's how the people lifting up the key energy of the field and make people feel joy, joyfully. You can imagine life in that field of joy and happiness. You can imagine that so many devas are around and dancing there, the invisible devas around there. There await of the method to receive the unification by the great spirit of the universe, spiritual nirmanakaya to your spiritual body. But I just would like to give you one hint what you can do in a daily life. That is, only see the good point of others or good point of the situation. Basically try to see to the positive point, positive aspect, and praise others' positive point, and praise that situation, positive point of the happening of the situation. Have the heart of the praise to the world and to others, and then joy start to spring out from the your source of your existence. That is why so many words of the praise Buddha, praise God, in a sutra, Buddhist sutra, and also in Bible. God and O Buddha is the source of existence, and source of the existence is a pleasure, joy. And praise is the key to open up. So let's start praise with praise people. I wish your life will be the joy and all the potential will spring out. By doing this, may you and people around you and people in the world start to praise each other, start to let the joy of the source of the existence of each other springs out and make the world infinite development with joy, as how the original world is.